All right. Conservative and liberal. I hate these words. I hate them. I hate them. They're necessary, but I hate them. I hate them because they're secular words. And I am first and foremost a Catholic. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm sure not a communist. first and foremost, I'm a Catholic. And everything is subordinated to my faith. Everything. Everything is subordinated to my faith. What kind of a... I am conservative, right? I'm of a conservative disposition. But what kind of a conservative am I? I'm as conservative as the Holy Faith is. And I am as liberal as the Holy Faith is. Ooh, what do I mean by that? Let's set a foundation here. All things that are true are found in God. In political thought, in secular, I really should say in secular thought, but 99% of that is political, whether it's, you know, explicit or not. In political thought, some truth exists on the right. Whether the right is Republicans in America or whatever the right wing is in various European countries or in Canada, I don't know. But the conservatives have some truth. Believe it or not, the liberals have some truth too. The Democrats in this case, dirty word these days, but the liberals slash Democrats have some truth, but in my opinion, they have very little of it. Right, and I'm talking about, you know, in terms of philosophy and ideology. Liberals, just as conservatives, they love their families. They believe in, you know, excellence in themselves and for their family. So they have a lot of truths. But I'm talking about in terms of philosophy, political philosophy. They have some truths. In my opinion, they just have very, very few of them. But they do have some. Everything that's true is found in God. It comes from God. It is so because God is. Whether it's truth that's found on the right or it's truth that's found on the left or in the left. I don't know how you would phrase that. Anyhow, I'll give you an example of how, you know, how conservative are you? I'm as conservative as the Catholic faith is. How liberal are you? I'm as liberal as the Catholic faith is. Let me explain. Generally, the Catholic faith is always quote-unquote conservative. Why? Because the Catholic faith is the holy faith. It is holy, and the world is not. So the world, wherever its thinking is, whatever the zeitgeist is, whatever the popular opinion is, the world is usually to the left of the Catholic faith. The world is usually to the left of the Catholic faith. So compared to the world, the Catholic faith is conservative. But the Catholic faith is not conservatism. The Catholic faith is not conservatism. But compared to the world, which is fallen and wicked, etc., the Holy Faith is conservative. I could talk for an hour about that, but I don't want to bore you. But I really could talk at least for an hour just about what I just said. But anyway. So the world is always to the left of the church. But the church is not, the church slash faith is not conservatism. But by comparison to the world, it's conservative. There are some things in church or in Catholic thought, or in Catholic philosophy, rooted in Catholic doctrine and teaching, that in the secular world is conservative. For instance, every life is sacred and abortion is wrong. Okay. Then there are some things that to the secular world are might be considered very liberal. You shouldn't execute a murderer. If it's possible to put him in prison permanently in order to protect the public, if that is a real possibility that can effectively be done, then you shouldn't execute a murderer. Now that comes off as a more liberal thought, a liberal idea. I'll give you another example. I'm as liberal as the Holy Faith is. I'll give you another example. It's very secular left, this idea that people have a right to work. That people have a right to work is, I think, that sounds very liberal, secular liberal. It almost sounds like communism, frankly, but okay. So, and I don't know that this is true, by the way. I should preface it that way. But the idea that everyone has a right to work It is. It does sound like very secular liberal, secular left, but it also sounds very Catholic. And again, I'm not saying this is so. I'm saying it bears consideration. Do people have a natural right to work? Well, let's look at it from a Catholic perspective, not a secular perspective. Is work part of life? Yes, it is. God told Adam to work before the fall. So from before the fall of man, God gave dignity to work. There's dignity in work, even before the fall. Is work necessary for survival? Well, after the fall, it sure was. We know that. Do people have a natural right to live and to be? Well, that answer is yes. Well, if people have a natural right to life, and if work both has dignity from a divine perspective and is necessary for survival from a natural perspective, then a right to life might equate to a right to work. If we need to work for our survival, right? Economy, buying and spending has always been a part of human existence, at least since the fall. So if working and earning so that you can buy or sell is essential and indispensable to human if it's indispensable to living, a Catholic argument could be made that people have a right to work. They don't have a right to just have money dumped on their laps for the rest of their life, but a Catholic argument could be made that people have a right to work. I don't know. I'm really not a theologian, but from what I know of Catholic philosophy and theology, that's kind of where my thinking is. As a political conservative, that puts me off, this idea that I have a right to work. That puts me off as a political conservative, but I'm Catholic first. I'm Catholic first, and everything else is subordinated to that. A right, the idea that people have a right to work, it's very liberal, I think. But from the church, from the perspective of the Holy Faith, it might be the truth. I don't know that it is or that it isn't, but it might be the truth. So how liberal are you? Only as liberal as the Catholic faith, as the Holy Faith. How conservative are you? Only as conservative as the Holy Faith. Because all truth is found in God. The Holy Faith is God's revelation of reality. It's not a revelation of some ideas. It's a revelation of reality, the Holy Faith. So there are going to be some truths on the left that will be very Catholic. Because all truth is found in God. And if there are truths that exist in the left, then it's found in God. And if it's found in God, it's been revealed in Catholic teaching. Same thing with truths on the right. So what's my beef with these terms, conservative or liberal? Let's discuss. Conservative tends to hold on to what is. I'm really simplifying it, but you'll be happy that I did. You don't want me to get really, really deep into this. Conservatism tends to hold on to what is, right? Our traditions, our ideas, right? Liberalism tends to value less what is, and it looks to what could be. Okay, conservatism holds on to what is. Liberalism looks toward what might be. It doesn't tend to value what is. It's willing to abandon what is, to move on to what could be. That's liberalism. Conservatism kind of holds the line, which I like very much. Because I'm very much someone who does not like things to change. Conservatism holds the line, although modern conservatism, which is why secular thought is so dangerous. Modern conservatism is now starting to move the line. But anyway, conservatism generally, classically, it holds the line. Liberalism moves the line. It moves the goalposts. Now, conservatism holds the line because it's assumed that the line is already where it ought to be, right? Family is good. Parents should be married. You have to work to earn your keep, right? You shouldn't be handed anything. You have to work for everything. Small government and so on. Conservatism holds the line because the line is because it believes that the line is already where it ought to be. Liberalism believes that the line would be better somewhere else. Let me give you an example there. Women should be allowed to vote. Believe it or not, that was a liberal principle. Slavery was kind of all over the place. I can't say that was really a liberal principle. It could be argued it was really a conservative principle. Republicanism, one of the pillars of the Republican Party when it was started was to abolish slavery. That was not a liberal principle. That was a conservative one. But anyway, liberalism believes the line would be better somewhere else, right? We should do more to help poor families. Now, sometimes that goes too far, but the principle itself is a good one, right? Liberalism believes the line would be better somewhere else. Conservatism believes in holding the line because the line is already where it should be. So how do we understand these concepts in Catholicism? In the Catholic experience, how do we understand these concepts? Conservatism in Catholicism is basically orthodoxy. It's orthodoxy. It is not traditionalism. Let me repeat that. Conservatism in the Catholic experience is not traditionalism. It may be capital T traditionalism, right? Adherence to sacred tradition, but it is not lowercase t traditionalism, which mainly is rooted in customs. So people who call themselves traditionalists, they are conservative, but conservatism is not traditionalism. Conservatism in Catholicism is merely orthodoxy. What's the difference? Why will I not call it traditionalism? Because traditionalism, the way it's used today, lowercase t traditionalism, really is a secular concept. It's about keeping the line where it is because we just take for granted that it's already where it needs to be. Well, sometimes, maybe even oftentimes, that is true, and sometimes it is not, that the line is where it needs to be. Right? So conservatism in the faith experience really is orthodoxy. The line is exactly where it's supposed to be. It is exactly where it's supposed to be. But it may need some adjusting sometimes. I'll explain that now. Liberalism, and this may shock you, liberalism in Catholicism is progressivism. I'll repeat that. For impact, and because you might not believe what you just heard. Liberalism, the secular idea of liberalism, in Catholicism is progressivism. Not secular progressivism, I mean true progressivism. It is not secular liberalism. Secular liberalism tends to abandon fundamentals. Liberal ideas in Catholicism does not abandon fundamentals. It deepens them. Let me recap. When we say conservative in the Catholic, I guess the Catholic, in a Catholic setting, when we say conservative, generally we're bringing a secular understanding of that word into the mix, and it does not belong. Because conservatism here is just orthodoxy. It is not traditionalism. I am not saying traditionalists, people who call themselves traditionalists, I am not saying they're not conservative. What I'm saying is the way we understand lowercase t traditionalism in the church culture today is essentially a secular principle, a secular idea. It is not a Catholic one. The Catholic idea of what we aspire to when we say conservative, the Catholic idea of that, is orthodoxy. It's just orthodoxy. It's where the line is supposed to be. So what's progressivism then? Progressivism is not an abandonment of fundamentals. That's what progressivism is for secularists. In the church, progressivism deepens the understanding of the revealed truth and attempts to better apply it to the lived experience of people for the objective of growing in holiness, or to put another way, for the objective of rendering justice and mercy to people in need. They may be in need of food. They may be in need of pastoral care. They may be in need, and this is all of us, of holiness. You understand? I'm not talking just about material needs, but also spiritual needs. For instance, much of what we know about the Trinity today is progressivism compared to what, let's say, St. Matthew knew about the Trinity, the writer of the Gospel. Compared to what St. Matthew knew about the Trinity, what we know is technically progressive. It doesn't abandon what St. Matthew knew, but it's probably deeper than what St. Matthew knew, because that theology has had 2,000 years of development. What we know, even what we know about the Eucharist, now, we don't know what Jesus said to the apostles that didn't get written down. But if we just look at what was written down in the Gospels and in the letters of Paul, or I guess throughout the New Testament, it appears that we probably know more about the Eucharist than even the apostles did, if you only go by what we see in the Scriptures. I'm not saying that they were more ignorant than we are. I'm not saying that because I don't know. I wasn't there. But if you look at what we see in the Scriptures, the argument could be made that we know more about, theologically, more about the Eucharist than the apostles did. That's progressivism. It's not an abandonment of the truth. It's the truth progressing more deeply. That's what progressivism is. Progressivism in the secular world means just setting fire to what is, setting fire to what is true, and inventing a new truth. That's not what progressivism is in the church. So the reason I don't like conservative and liberal, and sometimes I use them because sometimes it's a necessary lever to pull, because it's what people understand, but the reason I don't like them is because they really don't apply here. Right? Is the Pope Orthodox? I would say yes. Is he conservative? I would say that term does not apply here. Not the way we understand that word, because the way most of us understand it is very secularized. And it just doesn't apply in a Catholic setting. So, to conclude, this whole conservative is not traditionalism thing might confuse some people. So to conclude, I want to wrap up that point. I feel like it might be a loose end. So conservatism is orthodoxy. It's not traditionalism. Well, if traditionalism is secular conservatism, what's the secular equivalent to orthodoxy? Well, there is none. There is no equivalent. Orthodoxy is the truth is what it is and it will never change. That's basically what I'm simplifying, but that's basically what it is. The truth in the secular world changes all the time. There are conservative, widespread conservatives who believe things that conservatives only 20 years ago would have thought outrageous. Truth moves all the time. I think secular conservatives believe orthodoxy is being a good conservative, being a good Republican. Well, okay, well, what is a good Republican? Because what that meant 30 years ago is different from what it means now. People thought Donald Trump was a good conservative. I don't think he was a good conservative. You know who I thought was a good conservative? Ronald Reagan. You're not going to tell me Donald Trump was Ronald Reagan, are you? Shockingly, some people do, which I just cannot believe. Okay. Wow. Holy cow. There has never been another Ronald Reagan. And certainly Donald Trump is not. George Bush was not. Okay. Anyway, off topic. There is no orthodoxy in the secular world. So the closest we can do is just call it all conservatism. But in the Catholic world, when we say conservatism, that word is a secular word. Because conservatism in the secular world is just holding the line. It's just holding the line. We do have that hold the line in the church, but we call that orthodoxy. Well, why don't we call it conservatism? Because sometimes the line has to be made deeper. And that, in the church, is progressivism. It is not liberalism, where we change the truth. It's progressivism, making the truth deeper. Right? Not building truth, that's liberalism. But excavating truth, excavating it, where the truth is what it is, and we're just digging deeper into it. I'll call out those same examples so that people don't start calling me a radical liberal, which is almost laughable that I've ever been called that, which I have been twice, which if you know me personally, you'd know how ridiculous that is. Anyway, what we know about the Eucharist today is quote-unquote progressive compared to what St. Matthew and his contemporaries knew about the Eucharist. What we know about the Holy Trinity today is progressive compared to what they knew about in the first century. None of this abandons truth because progressivism doesn't abandon truth. It only deepens it. It doesn't change it. So the reason why we can't use the word conservative here is because in the church is because in secular conservatism, you don't deepen the truth. You just hold the line. Because to do anything other than hold the line is considered liberalism. But from the perspective of the church and the holy faith, the truth is what it is, but there are truths that have to be dug out more deeply. So we don't have technically conservatism here. That's a secular idea. What we have in the church is orthodoxy and progressivism. I understand progressivism truly is a dirty word in the secular world. The way the secular world applies that word truly is dirty. I agree with you. But you know where they got that word from? From the Catholic Church. Traditionally, and I mean going way back in church history, the idea of progressivism was not a dirty word. It was a noble one. The idea that just the bare truth sometimes is not enough. Sometimes we have to go deeper and understand it better and apply it better. That was progressivism. It was not a dirty word. Secular liberals hijacked it and turned it into what we today understand when we hear the word progressive. So that's conservatism. That's conservatism and liberalism in the church. So just as I would say, you know, the word conservative or conservatism is a secular word. It doesn't really belong in Catholicism. I will also say liberalism is a secular word that does not belong in Catholicism. In Catholicism, we have the truth and we have progression. There shouldn't really be a left or a right. It translates to a left or a right in the secular world, but good Catholicism, true Catholicism, there shouldn't be a left or a right. There sadly is, yes, there is, but there really shouldn't be. There should be orthodoxy and classical progressivism, deepening our understanding and application of the truth without changing it. If we're talking about the authentic faith, my friends, I just handed it to you on a silver platter. Do with it what you wish.